It has footnotes, and I don't necessarily agree with all the footnotes. So there's a makes it more exciting. So if you don't have a Rashba, you can open up. I sent it about 2 minutes before Shir. I just made it back from a wedding. So, okay.
Was that an email?
It was an email to Ian Shir, yes. It should have been sent 7:58 or something.
Okay.
No, you don't have any email, sir?
Well, I'm upstairs, so I have to look at it.
Yeah, I have it.
If you have a regular
Rashba, I can get to it.
Yeah, I have it.
Regular Rashba. But right. It's in the email. It's if you have to.
This is the Cook Rashba, right?
The Rav Cook Rashi, right? Okay, let's see the Rashba. Mitzias beno bito ktanim. Pirish Rashi, Zau, the Mitzias bito misham diksev benar benura beisavia, kol shvach lirimin avia. Okay, that is what Rashi said. Now, there seems to be some Gemaras that say that too. He's going to say that later, that there's some Gemaras that seem to say that. Okay, Rafi Perusho, Hodam Rav Yechon Nekamen. Lo gado mamish, but lo katan mamish, and a gado v'samech hashulchan aviv zeh katan. Katan ain't a samech hashulchan aviv zeh gado. Now there is a retranslates the word gado. Rav Yochanan says a tremendous kiddush that the word katan and gado are not referring to age, but referring to samech hashulchan aviv.
Right.
So that's a change. He's making a so to speak, a daichik in the lashon. But listen, Rabbi Yechon is allowed to do that. So abino dafka koi. That's only abino. Avobas fido ena samucha hoshulchan avia. It's yasvet avia. That Torah zichs it on. Now, since the reason why the daughter father gets the daughter is because the Torah zichs it on. So it makes no difference whether it's Samech HaShulchan Aviv or not Samech HaShulchan Aviv. Because Binurel Beis Avia says the father is Zeichen and daughter. It's nothing because of not because of Samech HaShulchan Aviv. So in other words, what he's saying, that according to Pirish Rashi, you have to say a very big Deichik, but the Chorus, it sounds like a big Deichik, that the Mishnah says, Metzias Bino Abito Akadanim. So it defines katan by bino and bito, uses the same word for both of them. And gado is the same word for both of them. So poshib shat, the definition of katan by a bino is the same definition of bino, katan by bito. How can in one phrase the word katan have two different meanings? Right? It says bin mitzias bino bito haktanim. So what does the word katanim mean? Has to have one definition. Mitzias bino bito hagadayim is mitzias shalom. And so there's a word ketanim and gadayim. Pashas have one meaning. Comes along the Rashba and says that according to Rashi, you have to say that has two meanings. It's pretty wild that the word that when it's referring to a bino, it means Samech HaShulchan Aviv. And when it refers to a bita, it means age.
Okay. But what would be with the flip side if she's a gadola but smucha shulchan aviv? Avia.
Pashup Shah, we don't know yet that there's a svar of Eva by a ketana. We only know there's a svar of Eva by a katan. I don't know why should there be a difference. I don't know, but for some reason. For some reason, they seem to be making a difference because when they discuss Eva by the Katana, they don't make it the same Eva that they make it by a Katan. I do not know why. I don't know why.
I think the Mahalach they want to quote with the Ritva is that Eva is the same thing as he wants to be Maser. He could be Maser to Menuhah Mech
Mukashim. Right, no, I understand that. But I'm saying, but why do they need what? Sandy's pointing out as by the boy, v'samech hashulchan aviv. So then there is Ava, in other words, without that. I mean, I'm saying in a case of samech hashulchan aviv, and he's a gedayah, let's say she's a gedayah, but she's samech hashulchan aviv. So you don't have the svara, you can be ma'aser to menuvah menukashchem. But the chayra, you would have the same svara of Eva that you had by a katan. So I do not know. I do not know. Is would they, whereas once they were misake mishum Eva by a katan, were they also misake by a, you know, by a male, were they also misake mishum Eva by a female? Gedola. I don't know. It doesn't. Gedola? What?
By a gedola?
By a gedola. In other words, let's say you had a gedola, samech hashulchan avet. So you don't have this svara that it could call shrachner and avia, and you don't have this svara of menuvah and mechashchen. But do you have this, the maisa, why should a girl be different than a boy? So you should have this svara of mishum eva that you have by a boy. So I do not know. Pashas, that would be true, but it's not mukhruch, because it could be, as we'll see, maybe we'll see. All right, we'll see why it's not mukhruch. That's, I'd rather not say now why it's not
mukhruch. Why does Rashi have to be subject to Rabbi Yochanan now? I'm saying the Gemara doesn't come next to Rabbi Yochanan.
He doesn't have to say anything now about Rabbi Yochanan. The Rashba is pointing out that according to Rashi Shita, Rashi holds of the Shita now and later and forever.
But the whole Gemara is working through without knowing that.
Not true. The Rashi, they know this right when they read the Mishnah. As soon as they say the Mishnah, the reason why Mitzias Bito is because Kol Shrach Urin Avia. So he's saying that according to Rashi, is going to come out a Daichik or a Chiddush or a Daichik, I don't know what you want to, in the Gemara later, because the word Katan is going to come out having two different meanings for the katan and for the male and the female, for the bino and bito, which is very, very radical. I wouldn't have thought you could do such a thing. I would have thought that's impossible, but he says it is possible.
What did Rashi do wrong?
Rashi did wrong. Is that Rashi said, I'm not sure if he's asking a kasher or making a statement, but if he's making a statement, but what he did, Rashi said, that the reason for Bito is called Kol Shrachner and Avia. If the reason for Bito is called Shrachner and Avia, so that applies even if it's Eina Samech HaShulchan Aviv. So it comes out that when Rav Yochanan later says his statement, it's going to come out a very, very radical thing. Is that wrong or just radical? I don't know. But it's very, very radical that Rav Yochanan is saying that Katan means Samech HaShulchan Aviv. But if you're not Samech HaShulchan Aviv, you're not called a Katan. But by a Bito, even if you're not Samech HaShulchan Aviv, you are called a Katan. So when it says in the Mishnah, Mitzias Bino Ubito Akatanim, according to Rashi, comes out a very, very big Kiddush, maybe very big Daichik, that the word Katanim has different meanings. Now, even though they use one word, but the word katanim can be translated two different ways. And when it comes to a bino, we translate it one way. When it comes to bita, we translate it a different way. It's a very, radical thing that the same word in the Mishnah has two different, it's an adjective. And it means, depending when it's an adjective on two words, and it simultaneously, just written once, when it's an adjective, it's as if it wrote Mitzias Bino Akatan, Mitzias Bito Akatan, except they wrote it together, Bino Bito Akatan. So when it says Bino Akatan, it means one thing, and it says Bito Akatan, it means something else.
So maybe Rashi's saying it should have just wrote Katanim. Why did this point out Bino and Ubito? I'm saying, I don't know.
I don't know if that's a kasha. I don't know why I can't.
I'm saying if it's the same din, it's the same system, just say the children, what's the difference between Benoy and Katana?
And no one's asking you for us to defend him. At this point out there, the Rashba is saying that it's according to Rashi, you have to say a very radical thing. It's no matter what you say, it's radical. Okay. You want to, and I'm not trying, I'm not asking a kasha. I'm saying
Rabbi Yochanan himself, Rabbi Yochanan's words are referring only to a boy. So the Rashba,
right, but it's only referring to a boy. But Pashtus, once you say that's what the words mean by a boy, it means the same thing by a girl, because the Mishnah uses the same word by a boy and a girl. So the Rashba is pointing out that according to Rashi, you're going to have to say a very, very radical thing, that when the Mishnah uses the word katanim, it meant one thing by a boy and one thing by a girl, even though it only said the word katanim once.
Okay, Rashi's point, stelling on the word benoy and in the word bita.
Okay, I don't know. You're darshaning. I'm not asking a kasha. You're giving an answer. I'm not a kasha.
When Rebbe says a radical thing, I think that's a kasha. No, we can't imply that Rebbe's bothered by a kasha or Rebbe's bothered by something. Rebbe says that Rashi's saying a radical thing.
Rashi's saying a very big daichik. No matter what you say, it's a big daichik. You tell me what Rashi's hechrech is. I don't know. Rashi might have had a 50 million hechrechim. I could give you 50 million hechrechim. Rashi knows that the reason for bito is shrachnu navia. That's the biggest hechrech.
Let's get to the kasha on Rashi.
What?
The basic kasha they ask on Rashi is that you can't learn Isurim from the Dorim.
Wait. Okay. that we'll see. That's not the kind. The Gemara says that Svara.
But that's what the Ritva and the Rashba all ask on Rashi.
Okay, fine.
Right, Melcher's the best. Right, Melcher's like that little meter on top of the piano that keeps moving us forward. We don't get sidetracked.
Okay, right. Let us go by.
You got it.
Let us go by there. Urafi Perusho. Hold on, Rabbi Yechanan and Kam. And I'll go to Mash. All right, so imagine Urafi Perusho is Mashma, that this is only true to Urafi Perusho, which in Mashma, that according to the other perushim, which we don't know yet what they are, this will not be true. Right? That's the mashmas in the fi perusha. Okay, let's keep on reading. Fi perusha, hold the Rabbi Yechonai kami, lo gado gado mamish, lo katan katan mamish. And the gado tzoya shukhan av is el katan, katan tzoya shukhan av is el gado. Abino dafka koi, avabas, afir tzoya shukhan av is el gado. Torah 6-0. Fi kei gado kana Rambam, perusha mishna show. Oh, the Rambam says the same thing.
Wow.
We got a beferish of Gemara and Moi Katan that says that. The game look up the summer. Takshin or Shepa Hechidami. Either Israel, the Via Hudahave. Now, a Shifra is not Samech Ashokan of it. And the Gemara says that the Mitzvah of a Shifra is talking about a Shifra Israelis. The Gemara says a Shifra Israelis. The mitzvah she go to the father. She's not samech on shulchan aviv. She's samech on shulchan the other. So if you learn like Rav Yochanan, so why would the father get it? It's not samech on shulchan aviv. Must be that Rashi's right. So we got that.
So
that
can the father still marry her off?
Mistami could still marry her off.
But even if she's a shifcha?
I do not know. As far as I know, yes. But okay, I don't know.
As far as applies.
Okay, we're not trying to, excuse me, no one said anything about marrying her off, so you can't, no one said this about marrying her off, so don't, you're jumping.
That's what Rabbi said yesterday.
I didn't say this right now, yes, we're reading the Rajba. The Rajba didn't say anything about that story yet. I'm going into what, maybe we said yesterday, it's yesterday, but today is today. Okay, so that's the Rajba. He says that it looks like Rashi, that Rabbi Yechanan is only by a katan, but not by a katan. Okay. Miu, ikanamede. We got a kasha and Rashi. Kabarech, perikamet, the kedushin. Became biksuvis, periknash, and if a meeting, the chis, even rabbi, savia, before the time of the exist. The Gemara says that the pasuk is limited only for first adarim. The Israel wrote a kedushin avida, and that's why we need a special pasuk for kedushin. Mishum diksev en kesef adin zehav yesh kesef adam acher. Mado up. Israel wrote a ma'is yadav diksev kimigar ishat bitama. Benon afkia nami minurahal. There's a Gemara says that you can't learn out from there, because that's speaking about Nidarim. So above are Nidarim Iksiv, and what if I melt to say, Mamlin be Yisrael Yafinin. But to be accurate, he's not asking the question, at least the Rajba, Mamlin be Yisrael Yafinin. He's asking the question from the Gemara.
Yeah, the Gemara looks for another Pasuk.
The Gemara says that Rashi's wrong, because the Gemara the Gemara comes out the Maskana that you cannot learn from Mama Yisrael Yafinin. And the Gemara is saying that you need separate psukim by Mamin. I said, why is the Gemara why is the father so Mitzia? Well, it's not on the Zaka and Pita Mitzia Pesha Gemara. My time in Shem Eva. Okay. So he's saying that Rashi's wrong because he's going against a Beferish Gemara. He's going against a Beferish Gemara
Test of Kedushin is one example.
The Gemara says, and the whole Gemara says, you know, that how could the Gemara have a meaning was, we learn not Kess of Kedushin from Minura Beisavia. And the Gemara says, you can't, because that's talking about Nedarim. And you can't learn out to Mamin. So the Gemara therefore had to come up with a different Pasuk.
And Ma'aseh Adayim as well.
And the Gemara Gufa says, and why is Mitziasa? Gemara says, Bisham Eva. So it's Beferish, not like Rashi. It's, you know, there's the Beferish. The Gemara in Kedushin doesn't say Mishum Eva. That's only in Tzuvos. But it's, you know, it's Beferish, not like Rashi, for two reasons. One is the Gemara says that you cannot learn out from the Nurel Beis Avia. If you could learn out from the Nurel Beis Avia, they would have learned out Kesef Kedushin also. The Gemara says you can't learn out Kesef Kedushin from the Nurel Beis Avia because that's only by Nidarim. The Gemara had a Havamina that you can learn out from Minurah Beis Aviyah. But the Gemara brings a Raya that you can't. I think from a Brisa. It's not that the Gemara in Svara held you can't. The Gemara has a Raya that you can't because a Brisa brings a different Pasuk, I think. And therefore, they learn out a different source from Kesef Kedushin, and they learn out a different source from Ma'aseh Yadah. And I'm Mitzia. The Gemara says, Mishum Eva. Comes along the Rajma and ends up at Sarachim. Okay, so my $1 million Shaida. Now we get have fireworks. What is Sarachim? Why Sarachim? Everything's very beautiful. What's Sarachim?
I mean, the Ritva quotes Eva. So why didn't the Rashba quote Eva?
The Rajma does quote Eva.
I know, but he blessed the Sarachim.
He says
that Rashi wasn't the only one. They have the Rambam, the Ramban. You had about four or five different Mishnayim who follow Rashi.
So
that's why Zorachin, he doesn't understand.
Why does he understand?
In his great mind, he couldn't figure out why all those Gedolim didn't follow the path of those Gemaras.
He's saying Zorachin, that Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban are Zorachin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's, I'm very happy you said that. And that's how the beer on the bottom says too.
Footnote.
And the Ritva takes number portion. Now she's wrong, and you got to go with Ava.
In her footnote number 718. The Cain, let's read it inside. The Cain Hiksha Taisus. Amid Beis, Jibim Asa Rabbi. Now, Taisus on Amid Beis, and Amid B, he says, Velo Kapirish Rashi, the very end of Taisus Re, Velo Kirashi Shapir Mishun Dixib Nerea, Tahi, but for the Dharma Dixib, very common the Kedushin. Well, Barak Naira, the issue is I'm here, I've got the other here. So they Tavis bombs out Rashi. So he says, just like the Rashba bombs out Rashi, Tavis bombs out Rashi. So Cain Hiksha Tavis in the on the Master Ray, Cain Hiksha Haritva, Tavis Harash, the Cain Hiksha Abena Bechidusha Babakama, the Kosav. And he says, and a call Mogam Shemar Shach Nurim, aye, there are Gemaras that seem to say like Rashi. So what do? You have to say Simona Biyama Nakin. It's just a simon. It's like a smack them. Bigger time of Mishum, the Kesef Kedushin Shalom, the boy Moser Aminuva Mukashchin. It's because of Eva that it come. He might, if he gets angry, he'll marry up to Minuva Mukashchin. Ubin Siyasa Nami Shalom Mehai Taima. Kedai Shalom Debo Eva. The Eva the Connor, I know Shem Krenim, Tok Eva, and Minuva Mukashchin. And therefore, it comes out that even if it's enes mukhal shulchan aviyah, there's a problem of eva. So therefore, even according to the Rashba and the Ritva, you have to say the same doichik in Rav Yechanan that we said in Rashi, that katana means by a meal, it means only shomech hashulchan aviyah is a katan, but by a girl, even if she's not shomech hashulchan aviyah, she's a katana. Because she could find where word the father Misham Eva, the father can marry her off to a minuva minukashen. That we said, Vizesh Shaykh, Abdinus Mukha Shukhan of the Kane Kos of Taivitan, Kane Shot of Taisis, Kane Kos of Eritva, Kane Kos of Taivis Arash. Okay, beautiful.
But I have a feeling that Rebbe wants the Batsar Chiyun to go on the whole Sugya, that he himself, the Rashba himself, remains in the Tsar Chiyun.
I have a feeling that I want to say that this footnote blew it. Big time, big time. A few big times, right. So you're right. First of all, the Tzarachian is not going on Rashi. How do I know the Tzarachian is not going on Rashi?
Because he finished with Rashi a while ago.
Right, no, because I never saw a Rishon quote a Asakash on Rashi and say it's Tzarachian. I don't know, I don't have the keys in Shas, but their Tavis doesn't say Rashi, Tzarachian. Rashi said, Tavis says Rashi's wrong, because it's unto hate. The Rashba is no less gutsy. Rashi's wrong. Rashi's wrong. You don't say Tzarachian. They're not Tzarachian. I have a right against Rashi. The Beferish can wear against Rashi. Rashi's wrong. There's no Tzarachian. It's not Tzarachian. Tzarachian means that there's a problem. There's no problem. Everything's good. Rashi's wrong. And the Pshar and the Gemara is like it says in Ksuvis. Everything's glatt. I, Rashi, missed it. So, okay, got a kasha on Rashi. So Rashi blew it.
What's the kasha here?
What? I'm saying I don't agree with there's a few things I don't agree with the beer. But the starting point, Sandy is right, that I don't like his translation of the word Tzarach Ian. He's saying that when he said Tzarach Ian, he means that I have a Tzarach Ian kasha on Rashi. I do not believe that the Rishonim, when they attack Rashi, they write at the end of the piece that Tzarach Ian. I'm not such a world great Bucky in Rishonim's Lashon, but my recollection is just like he says, like Tysus. He quotes Tysus. Tysus doesn't say the words Tzarach Ian.
No, Tysus says. The Ritva just.
Right? And yeah, there is everything. The Rishonim were not afraid of saying that Rashi is wrong. We have a thing that we can't, we say we have to understand Rashi. But the Rishonim are not afraid of saying Deloka Rashi, period. They're not, we always say that Tavis doesn't even bother answering Rashi. Very often, Tavis will say a pshat to defend Rashi. It doesn't even fit into Rashi's words because they don't really care about, they're not interested. They don't feel the need to defend Rashi. They just need to know what's right pshat in the Gemara. So they'll defend Rashi's pshat in the Gemara because they like the pshat, but they don't have to fit into Rashi. The fact that Rashi made a mistake, it doesn't bother them. So I don't believe that the Rashba would have written Tzarach Ian if it's just because of a problem, then what do I do with Rashi? Okay, so Rashi's wrong. What do I think the word that Tzarachian is means?
Contradictory Gemaras.
Oh, there's a Tzarachian. Why is it contradictory Gemaras?
Some Gemaras don't learn from Nimnir Abbas Savia, and some Gemaras do make it a klal.
Okay, well, that could be, but he never quoted those Gemaras that say that we learn from the Ural Beis Aviyah. The Rashba in Baba Kama quoted those Gemaras. He says, but our Rashba never quoted those Gemaras. So it's a little difficult to say that when he says Tzarachian, he's basing on a kasha of a Gemara they never quoted. I don't know. I wouldn't be reluctant to say that. So what's the Pashup Shan that Tzarachian?
Is it because of Eva? Is it because of Ben Rabbi Sevilla at the end of the day?
So say it because of Eva. That's what he has. He quoted the Gemara in Ksuvos that says it's because of Eva. So fine. So what's like the problem? The Ritva.
What?
The Ritva uses that approach.
So good. So the Rashba should use that approach too. So why is it Tzarech
here? Well, why didn't they? Yeah.
I'm asking you. So Rabbi Sandy, what's the Tzarech
here? I mean, doesn't it seem like he agrees with Rashi?
What?
If he agrees with Rashi, then that would be a Tzarech here because he has to explain the Kasha.
Why, who agrees with Rashi?
The Rashba.
No, he's saying Rashi's wrong. He quotes the Gemara, Miu, he could have made that because of Kedushin and in Ksuvos. It's not like Rashi.
Tyson's bringing down
that's the
Tzarech
here.
So why is it done on like Rashi?
Tyson's in Ksuvos has a different definition of Eva. Tyson says the two Pshatim in Eva itself.
So?
What?
So why did that make for, so what? You happen to be right. I'm just being a very difficult person today. I'm in a difficult mood. You're not going to get me to be nice. You happen to be saying good, but you're not saying good enough.
Story of my life. Yeah.
First, let's go one thing at a time. What's Chashib Shah and the Tzarech Iyun? All right. What's Chashib Shah and the Tzarech Iyun?
For some reason, Rebbe, if
Shah and the Tzarech Iyun is, let me ask you people a question. And my medik in the beginning is share. He says, he starts out, he quotes Rashi, who he says, Udafi Perusho. Udafi Perusho means according to Rashi's parish. Then Hodam Rav Yechanan is, it only goes on a katan, but not on a kdana. Right? Now, if he says Udafi Perusho, isn't that mashma? But according to his own parish, that's not true.
Well, we know by Ava you have a double definition as well.
Thank you, but you're not right. Obviously, we're not right, right? But let's go slowly, right? The fact that he says you're right, but you obviously, but that's we have to figure it out. The fact that he says the Fipe Rusho, no, isn't that matter? When he says the Fipe Rusho, that's mashma that according to the other parish, it's not true. So Nazan Melt says, what do you mean? The other parish is also true because the Ava is because he'll marry her to Mukashkin, and that's even if he's not Samech HaShulchan Ovid. So how can the Rashba say that it's only the Fit Perusho, even if you don't say like Perish Rashi, it's true? Teretz is.
Rice to the Rabbanan.
No. Teretz is.
You can have both, because there will be a scenario where the like Katan Katan Mamash and like Gadol Mamash would not apply. And you would need to come on to this Mishum Eva. If she is a Katana and Einas Muchal Shulchan Aviv, that should be excluded Mikach Rabbi Yochanan.
Mishum Eva. Mishum Eva is would be because of the father can marry her. So that would include you don't need you also would not. So when it says katan, it doesn't mean Samech HaShulchan Aviv. It doesn't mean, so you have to, the same daichik, or very similar daichik that he said in Rashi, Fi Perusho, Hoder Ram Rav Yechanan, Lo Godel Godel Mamash, or katan katan mamish. So that's true, and he's part of it. The Lo katan katan, I mean, that's not true by a girl, because by a girl, it's sort of whether the father can marry her or can't marry her. So Katan and Gadol are probably mamish. Because it's sort of whether the father can marry her. So it's exactly the same. So why did he say the Fipe Rusho? So Shmuel said, he said good. Just didn't say, what did he say?
Pshatim and Eva.
That is different Pshatim and Eva. Right? If you look at Tyvis and Ksuvos brings that the Gemara over there says Mishum Eva. So Tyvis says Rashi there and Mishum Eva what?
He says because of Chai Mizainis.
Because we're nervous that the father won't give her He'll get angry at her and he won't give her food. Right, that's our Rashi there, Mishum Eva. Also, you could learn Eva Lechaira the same way, whatever Eva is by a katan. I don't know if that's Pshat or Eva by a katan. I don't know. I don't know what the Eva by a katan.
Maybe that's why Tali on Shulchan Avav, because the Shulchan means the food.
So in other words, obviously, in the Fiandia's deity, the beer, this footnote blew it big time. This Rajba is holds Ava is not because of Mukashin. This Rajba holds that Ava is because we're afraid that the father is going to stop feeding her. And therefore, it's only if it's Tamech HaShulchan Aviv. And according to this chat, according to the Raj, but you don't have to say the Daichik and Rav Yochanan. That's what he's saying. The Fipe Rusho. It's almost with Farish and the Rajba. It's only according to Rashi's Farish you have to say this radical Pshat and Rav Yochanan. But according to the Pshat that I'm going to say later, you don't have to say this radical Pshat. It's not true because both the boy and the girl is Mishum Eva. It's probably the same Eva because since the father is feeding them, so there's Eva. So there's it's the exact same thing.
So why is there a Tzarechiyin?
Because the Tzarechiyin, you tell me. Why is there a Tzarechiyin?
What about the case when she's a Shivcha?
Yeah, because he went ahead and he brought a raya from two Gemaras, not just the Rambam. He said, "The came mukach bebabekama perek achayvel, behem mukach besamach from Shivcha." That's right. He brought a raya from the Gemara. That's right. So it comes out. It comes so out.
Eva is the svara of Somech HaShulchan Aviv.
What?
Eva is the svara of Somech HaShulchan Aviv.
Right, but the Gemara says by Shivcha that the girl gets the Metzia goes to the father, even when it's not Tzomech HaShulchan Aviv.
So that's the Kasha in this Mahalach.
What?
That's the Kasha in this Mahalach?
Yeah, right. He said as follows. I think it's Beferish in the piece. He says, according to Rashi's chat, you have to make a Daichik in Rav Yochanan. But that daichik is not just in Rashi. That daichik, the Rabban and the Rambam say, but it's mukhla from the Gemara. The game mukhla bebabe kama, the game mukhla besamach. Because the Gemara said shivcha gets mezainis. Again, if it goes to the father, I should not samech ha-shulchan of it. So it's beferish, this daichik that you have to say in Rashi is mukhla, that's right. But it's only necessary to say it according to Rashi. They say the Fipe Rusho. But if you don't learn like Rashi, then of course you would never say such a thing. If you don't learn like Rashi, if you learn like the simple Shan, the Gemara, and Tzuvitz, then it's Mishum Eva. So then you would never say such a thing. So Memeva, the Tzarechiyin, because the Gemara and Tzuvitz is Saiser, the Gemara and Bava Kamma, and the Raya from Shivcha. Now it's Tzarechiyin. I got a steer between two Gemaras.
That's what I said originally.
Okay. Just like Rashi said the Dokek in our Gemara. So why can't the Rashi say the Dokek in our Gemara?
Because there's no reason. Because
there is a reason. Gemara's and
why shouldn't it be done? If the Svara is Eva, and Eva is because the father, Rashi says the Svara in Tzuvitz is Eva, because the father is feeding her. So if there's not Shulchan, Samech HaShulchan Aviv, there's no Eva.
What's the difference between
a Katan and Katana? They're both Mishum Eva. They have the same Eva.
We happen to know there's another type of Eva.
What's the other type of Eva?
Because you can marry Mugishkin, right?
So the Rajba is not working with that other Eva.
But I thought that's a Gemara, though.
It's not a Gemara. That's the guy in the bottom. The guy in the bottom says that. That's the Ritva says that. That the Rashi himself says that in Baba Kamma to answer this question. In other words, in order to answer this question, they come out with a Chiddush that the Ava by a girl is different than the Ava by a boy. Okay, Enochinami, that's a very, that's a big radical answer. The Rashba here doesn't, it's not working with that. The Rashba here doesn't say a word about Mukashchen. That's the thing, the Mr. Footnote blew it big time. He went ahead, he got Ramshan and Tzarchian, he got Ramshan and Ava, he brings in the Mukashchen, but not the Rashba here, not the other Mukashchen. That's a different Rashba. Don't mix me up with a different Rashba.
Could Rabbi just explain on this Rashba, what happened to his, he asked the Kasha on Rashi, that Rashi, I thought, is wrong itself because of how far is in the dark, whatever, you can't bring about far as in the dark. Is that still Kasha? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah, Kasha, that Rashi blew the whole Gemara.
Yes, Rashi's wrong. Period. We don't care. Rashi slugged up.
How come he doesn't say that? How come he doesn't say Rashi slugged up?
He did. We say not like Rashi. But the
now that Rashi ends,
that far the Dharma would accept. It goes all the way to the last word to Vitzarachian. He's quoting all the decrees that says Rashi's wrong. Fine. So Rashi's wrong.
That's what I'm saying. Rebbe's saying until the word Tzarech Ian, he's saying Rashi's wrong to bring that as a source.
Yes.
And then Tzarech Ian starts a whole new problem.
And rather, what is the source? He says it, and then he says in sources, he says, this is maybe not just to say that Rashi's wrong, but to now to explain Raibshan the Gemara. In other words, it could be that from the Tanan is now trying to tell you the right shot. Rashi's wrong, period. End of finished. Now, so what's
Shana Gemara? That only goes through Dixiv, the Dharma Dixiv.
Probably. Then he says, now what's Shana in our Gemara? So it's a Beferish Gemara in Subits that says it's because it's Mishameva. Fine. You learn Mishameva, that they're the same way by the girl and the boy, the same. And that's why when he said in the beginning, Udafi Pe Rusho, it's only the Fi Pe Rusho.
Why would he answer it?
It's not true. But if it's not true, then it's Sarachian because Rashi's din is Mukhloch in Achaydo and Mesaimech. So comes along the Ritva and other Rishayim. And they say it's a different shot in Ava. Okay, very
and,
nice.
And the Rashba himself says that in Bava Kam.
Not holding that.
The Rashba says that in Bava Kam also, right?
Okay, I don't know. And if he did,
he did. Why would he say it in Bava Kam and here he blibes Sarachian?
I don't know. Go ask him. Is that so impossible that he has to leads it here Sarachian and there he answers Akasha? I'm just being serious. I'm not sure. Is that such a terrible thing? If it's one thing you contradict yourself. There's not even such a contradiction.
We also know different versions.
And then later he answers it.
We don't know on different masechtas, whether different versions of what they wrote. So it could be what was published in Bava Kama was a different version than what was published in here.
But I'm saying it's at the cloud. It's not such a terrible thing. It's when you have a stira in different masechtas, it's a little bit not so nice. But this is not a stira. Here he has a kasha and he doesn't answer it, and there he answers it. Okay? Is that so terrible? So here he has a kasha, and he doesn't know, he didn't know yet the answer. He got the Baba Kama. He thought of an answer. Okay? So he gives the answer. Here he didn't like that answer. He didn't give that answer. I don't know. I hear. Is it beautiful? Beautiful? I don't know. I think that the rayas are clear that that's what's happening here. There's two clear rayas that the Rashba here does not hold a menuvos shchin. Three rayas. First of all, he doesn't say a word about menuvos shchin. And that's not such a clear raya. But that's the maizeh. Don't say a word about it. How do they expect you to know this svara of marrying a mukas shchin if he never mentioned it? Okay. Second point, and that's I think the biggest raya is that he says the fi perusho. He says only the fi perusho according to Rashi's parish. Do you have to dre Rav Yochanan? But according to what the parish, that's what the fi perusho means. The fi perusho, I think that's stark. The fact that he said Afipe Rusho, that means there's a mashmos, only the Afipe Perish Rashi, but not according to any other Perish. So that means there's only two Perushim in the Rashba. And if he says Afipe Perusho, you have to say this. That means according to the other Perish, you don't have to say this. If you held Mukashkin, then you would say this also. That's true for what he says in the brackets. That's what he says in the footnote, that if you're learning Mukashkin, then you also have to say that you don't need Shochanavit. But then it wouldn't be the Fipe Rusho. To me, that's a very, 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 very strong proof.
Okay.
The third proof is because he says Sarachian. And according to that, the beer chat, there's no reason to say Sarachian. So the answer is, the Fiani is Zaiti, is this Rajput has never heard of Mukashkin. That's why he doesn't mention a word about Mukashkin. He says Mishum Eva. When he says Mishum Eva, he learns Eva Kipshuto. That it's the same Mishum Eva by a girl and Mishum a boy. And that's why he doesn't have to explain it. It's a good old-fashioned Eva. Like, we know what it is. We know what Eva by a boy is. And we know what Eva by a girl is. And therefore, the Rav Yochanan is going both on a girl and a boy. It's only the Fi Perusha of Rashi, you have to say otherwise. And it's Sarachian because we have a problem with the Gemara Baba Kama and Shifcha.
Sounds good to me, Rabbi.
I'm telling him the bitter footnote that he blew it.
is that a modern cook error person who did this footnotes?
I don't know. Yeah. I assume it's someone from. It's obviously someone modern. Can't be too new, too old. It's some.
But it says Rabbeinu in the footnote. That means the Rashba himself.
Yes.
Rabbi, when you read the Rash, when you read the Rashi's grip of Rashi, when he says Afi Perusha, that means his system of avoiding the word Eva. Is that he doesn't use a system of Eva?
His perish of why by a girl the father gets a Maisa Yadav is because of Shkosh Rach Neurim Bavia.
That means that when he uses a deraisa dikadin, and that only applies, there's the arrow that's pointing. One is pointing to Bito, and one is pointing to Bino. So there's two different systems for the son and the daughter, right? That's what he means. The Fi Perusho, the Fi Rashi coming onto a deraisa to say this din, right? That's a deraisa. That's when things get cloudy. That the Rashi was unhappy.
Not bothered that one's deraisa, one's drabbanan. He's bothered.
A different system.
They come out with different halachas. And that when the definition of Godo changes, that's already a very radical. That the definition of the word changes.
I'm saying just using Rashi's system, it just comes out a little inconsistent according to Rabbi Yochanan. Then he asked the Kasha that's true Lemaisa. We don't that Ben Rebbe Savia is not. The actual is get slugged up, I guess. I guess that's to say get slugged up. And then he goes into a third. I'm just saying, according to Rebbe, he goes into a third step. Very good. We slug up in a Rebbe Sevilla. But by the way, you missed the whole Gemara. We use the word Eva. I'm saying without slugging up in a Rebbe Sevilla, I read it a different way. He doesn't have what happened? There's a whole different Gemara that says Eva. What happened to that Gemara? Because he have a much more basic kasha. Forget about slugging up the psukim and here there. The Gemara says it's Eva. It's not even that a source of Daraisa. That's what I can't understand.
Okay.
Like,
okay, I don't know. For some reason, he didn't use that shot because you need both. You can have both reasons. I know. They didn't. That's a bad. Why did he ask that Kash and Rashi? I don't know.
What's it, Sarachi, on the steering Gemaras?
It sounds like that. Yes, Sarachi and steering Gemaras.
Those two Gemaras he didn't quote over
Gemara
here.
Gemara in Suvis says clearly that the Sar is Eva.
Right.
And according to that, if you learn Eva Kipshuto, there's no difference between the boy and the girl because they both are because of Eva.
Food.
And both of them need Samech HaShokhan of it in order to have Eva. Rashi says that clearly in Suvis that the Eva is because it's Samech HaShokhan of it. And the Gemara in Baba Kama and Achayvo say not like Rashi, say that there's a difference between a boy and a girl. That a girl doesn't need Samech HaShokhan Avid. Okay, Shmuel, I don't know the answer to your question. You have a good question. Okay. Everything I can't answer. The other question, why?
Can Shmuel repeat his question?
He wants to know why, when the Rashba is attacking Rashi, so he attacks him because of this whole thing that the Gemara says, B'nei Rabbi Zavi is going on the Darib. So he should have attacked him. We should have said the eight, the two gashes, or
Isn't he doing that in the last two lines with the Snan Havzaka Bivitai?
So what does he need? That alone in a vacuum is enough of a gasha. Havzaka Bivitai is our case. And the Gemara says Mishameva. So he could have just said, isn't Rashi, you're contradicting a Gemara. He didn't have to bring this whole tumult that bin Rabbi Zavi of the Pice in a Darim. So it's like he could have, just skipped to the last line and asked that kasha. Okay, I don't know the answer, but I still think as far as the basic reading,
doesn't he usually ask Minu Bay kashas before he asks from a different different source?
Okay, I mean that's also from a different source. He's asking from Tzuvas and Rashi, but the Maisa, what comes out. It seems to come out in the Fionese Saiti is that this Rashba, now there may be this Rashba never heard of the new rabbis of Menuvel Shvim. He's working with Misham Eva by a girl that the Misham and Kipshuto. If the Parshat Shana and Eva by a girl is the same Eva by a boy, right? Why would we make up? I mean, if you don't say anything, and if you don't explain Ava, then we know our Gemara has by a boy, they when it's Samech HaShulchan Aviv, the father gets the Metziah because of Ava. And if you say a girl's Bishim Ava, so the simple understanding is it's the same Ava. Now, the Rishayim in Ksuvis and the Ritva, Rav Meltzer, and other people, Kupa saying that the Ava by a girl is different. The summer, the Hechra Guba, that they say that is to answer this kasha. Because why does a girl get it even when the father gets it, even when he's not Samech HaShulchan Aviv? So you have to say that there's an additional problem of Eva by a girl that there isn't by a boy. But the Rashba who doesn't explain that, I think there are three rayas that the Rashba didn't hold to that. First of all, because the strongest Raya says Udafi Perusho, which means that it's only according to Beresh Rashi, you have to change Pshat Rav Yechin, but not according to his Pshat. Second of all, he says Sarachian, and if you learn that Pshat, everything is glatt. There's nothing Sarachian. There's nothing Sarachian. Everything is good. And the third thing is because because he doesn't say anything. If you don't, like the burden of proof is, if you want to be Mechanish and Noob Chan and Ava, you have to say something. You can't just keep it quiet. How am I supposed to figure that out, that there's a Noob Chan and Ava here?
Rebbe, maybe so she toss like, maybe that's Gufo, Lufi Pirusha, even in Ava. I mean, he himself holds a lot of, like the other Pshat and Ava, but he's saying, Gufo, you Rashi hold this Pshat and Ava.
No, Rashi doesn't hold of Ava altogether. Rashi's
Pshat and Ava. Rashi's Pshat and Ksubas and Ava.
We don't have a Rashi Pshat and Ava. Rashi learns.
The Kunchas.
Rashi learns that it goes to the father, Midaraisa, because Kol Shrach Nurin Avia.
And I said,
Rashi David the Grand Tzuvas, I don't know.
He said, Rashi's Pshat in Ava. Rashi's Pshat in Ava and Tzuvas. Whatever the Pshat is, that Pshat.
He's not asking on that. He's not asking on that. He's asking on Rashi over here.
Right, he said, Lafi, Rashi's Pshat in Ava.
What I don't know what he's saying.
We're saying, right, Rebbe's saying that if you have two Pshat, that if you have a Pshat, a Manuva Mukhshin and Ava, then it wouldn't be a Kasher, right? It wouldn't be a Tzarachim?
That if you have the Pshat of Ava, of Mukhshin, then there would be a tzarachian.
Right, but if you have pshat that Ava's mezonis, then you still have there's a right. problem, right? So right. I'm saying Rashi holds. Rashi's the one who says that pshat is mezonis.
Right.
And then even the Rashi himself might not hold of that pshat, not because Rebbe's saying pshat is because he doesn't mention it. It could be he's going in Rashi, so why would he bring
that pshat? I don't agree with you hashkafically. And just like you see here, he doesn't care in slugging up Rashi. So he doesn't care about the Rashi and Ksuvis and Pshat and Ava either. Mishnayim don't care about Rashi. That's a hang-up. We have to be, we try and figure out Pshat and Rashi, because we have tremendous respect for Rashi. But the Rishonim, if they think that Rashi doesn't work out, they'll just drop him. They don't, you know, that's how it is. If someone on your level and you don't think he's right, so you say not like him. So he's not going to leave it the same. He was not going to leave it Sarachin because of Rashi and Ksuvis. So don't say like Rashi and Ksuvis. He's not obligated to say like Rashi and Ksuvis.
Rashi's obligated to say like Rashi and Ksuvis.
But Rashi's anyway not saying like Rashi. Rashi's saying like he says here.
Really, all the Rishonim were asking of Rashi. We're going with the assumption that when Rashi is saying that the reason is because Binurea Besavia, he holds that also in Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's Mishumeva.
Because Rabbi Yochanan is about a boy, not a girl. That's what he says, Lefi Perusha. That's what the Rashba is saying.
Right, but what I'm trying to say, when Shmuel comes right away at the beginning of the Gemara and he said, because he picks it up for him and everything, there is no Eva. The whole concept of Eva is not here.
Yeah, but so when Rabbi Yochanan said, the difference between Shulchan Aruch and Natsum Aviv, Rashi says on Amud Beis that that's because of Eva.
That's where Eva is introduced. But at this point, at least in the Havamin of the Gemara, according to Shmuel, not according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole concept of Eva doesn't play a role.
Right. Okay.
So we have to know why didn't the Gemara ask, why is Shmuel asking Mipnei Ma'amru? That's how we explained it yesterday. Why did they say that the Metzias Beno to Aviv? Rashi wants to explain why don't we ask Ambito? So right. At this point, when we do not know Eva, Rashi is saying that the reason is because Binu Rabbeis Aviv.
You want to defend Rashi from the Rishonim?
Yes, for all the Rishonim. Meaning, the initial question that they have on Rashi, I think we're muchmuch to say, we're forced to say that Rashi, you know, is explaining the initial stage of the Gemara and that there was no Eva. Once the Gemara came out to Eva, everything changes.
But okay, I don't know, maybe. But the Rishonim are not. You're arguing with Rishonim, but okay, you want to try to defend Rashi. I hear that maybe, in other words, you're saying that Rashi is only saying this for the Havamim. Okay, that Rashi. We always say that Rashi explains according to the Havamim, and you're saying that the fact that the Gemara asks, and Rashi says, Bishlama Bito Bishto before I should be Mikaiman, Iksubis. So, and he couldn't have meant Eva because Eva would apply to a Bino also, Pashtas. So, Rashi obviously, so that's why Rashi had to say, Shrachner Mlavia. But there's no, so you're saying we could answer the Rishonim's Kasha and Rashi.
Havamina the Gemara.
Wouldn't answer the Rashba Sarachian, but you would answer the Kasha and Rashi. That Rashi was only going in the Havamina.
But Rebbe said the Rashi.
I was going to say a difference
between
the Rashi that Rashi, it's the same idea that Rashi's learning.
Rebbe said that's going to Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi's going in the Mishnah.
What?
When I asked before, Rebbe said that's all very nice in the Gemara, but there's a Rashi in the Mishnah, and Rashi in the Mishnah have to go to Maskana.
No. I don't know if I said that, but if I said it, I was wrong. I don't remember what I said. You know, I don't know.
Rebbe said it only has to go according to
Maskana,
the Gemara.
Rashi, very often in the Mishnah, goes, if there's a Havamina, if there's a switch between a Havamina and Maskana, then Rashi and the Mishnah is allowed to go according to the Havamina. If there's no switch, if there's no switch in the Hamaskana, then Rashi has to fit in the Maskana too, because there's no switch. But if we can find a switch in the Havamina and Maskana, so then there's no problem in saying that Rashi and the Mishnah is going to Havamina. So Zandi's saying a different point. This is not related really to what I was saying. This is just a different observation that that since the Gemara asked they ma'amra by mitzikotin, and Rashi has a diak, he only asks on katan, he doesn't ask anyone else. So that would be a raya lechayra that they didn't know Eva. So then, if you learn, you know the other pshat and Eva mukashchin, So then it wouldn't be such a riot because maybe they knew move. They, it's very good. It's all the shita so. In other words, if you learn Ava is the Gemara to Mukashkin, so they knew that, and that doesn't apply to a katan. So that's why the Gemara has a valid question. But since Rashi learns Ava by a girl has nothing to do with marrying a Mukashkin, but it's the same Ava by a girl as you have by a boy. So then what's Rabba, what's Shmuel's Kasha? Why katan? He should have asked by katana also, by katana too, by Bito. Tarot says, must be that the Havmina thought of Shkosh Rachman of the year, but the Maskana maybe drops it. Okay.
Shmuel argues Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi. He doesn't hold that. Good. At the end, I'm saying this, that Avi, Shmuel doesn't hold to that. Tyson says that Kutin's Matmish. Tyson says in Ksubas that Shmuel's plucked it to Rabbi Yochanan and holds that Kutin Matmish.
Yeah, okay.
I'm saying there's no Maskana, the Gemara doesn't switch. The attack of the Gemara. The Gemara said cutting line doesn't hold a cutting lap that.
It's a machlokes.
It's two different opinions. I'm calling the first opinion.
Now that the first opinion that's quoted in the Gemara, you can prove that he learned, he must have held the Shrachner and Avia. That's Rashi could be saying, but say anything that Rashi could hold, that Rashi has a Kashi, Mineo Bey, and Shmuel. Okay, now this is another point. This is not connected. This is another point that all the shine about Rashi. Then how could Rashi say Binu Rabbi Savia is going against the Gemara in Tzubis? So you're saying that Rashi was Medayik and Shmuel, that Shmuel held this way. So therefore, Rashi wanted that our Gemara, he explains the Mishnah going to the Havamina. Okay, maybe that could be. I was going to say something a little different, but. Let's wait. Maybe we'll wait till tomorrow. We'll see.